Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
I can't believe we had a slumber party with Peter for no reason. Peter and I both fell asleep on Chino's
couch.
Hold
on. I'm not ready yet.
Stop it.
Stop talking, you guys.
Stop it.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
So the other night, we attempted to do an episode of Drinking and Podcasting with Peter Madrigal, Sir Manager, who all of you ladies love. However, it didn't work out, so now we're doing a little in-studio smoking weed and podcasting.
Yeah.
Janet's here. Hi. Peter's here.
Hello.
What's up?
Not much. Just trying to get back to Sir.
Yeah, I know. I have to work tonight. Yay. So, Will, I have a funny story for you. So you know how I told you the other night, I was like, oh, the podcast machine, like it won't turn on.
I love that you call it a podcast machine.
I'm sorry, what is it, a
the
recorder?
The podcast, it won't turn on.
A recorder?
Recorder, yeah.
Whatever, I like the podcast machine.
88 miles per hour.
So, I've done less than a handful of podcast machine episodes,
all
okay?
gone very well.
So, yeah. So I'm like, wait, I mean, I've done this. No, but I'm saying I've only done like less than a handful. So I still call it a podcast machine because it's still new to me.
Okay.
I did just get these really cute new mic covers though. So when we go mobile, I got a mic splitter. However, it's too short, the cord. And Janet and I were like having to like sit arm to arm.
That's why you need the extra XLR. To go to give it some length.
Oh, maybe that's one of the other cords that I have that I thought was just a mic cord. Boom. Okay, got it. Anywho, okay, so we're ready. Everything's geared up. We got our new mic covers on. We're drinking. Peter and I are like two bottles of wine in at that time. Janet was on a delayed flight. We're like, this is going to be great. So I go to turn it on, and I remembered last time. I was like, the batteries, I remember, were like dying last time.
Okay.
So I pull the batteries out of my remote control. I had just put them in my remote like the day before.
Like a TV remote.
Like a TV remote. Just put them in like the day before. Yeah. So I was like, oh, these are brand new. It still won't turn on. I try other batteries from a light that I had just put them in. Like I bought a pack of batteries for a few things at my house. And it still wouldn't turn on. I was like, okay, it's not the battery. I texted you. I was like, my podcast machine is broken.
Right.
So I thought, you know, third time's the charm. I'm going to try this one more time. I went and bought a completely different brand of batteries. I put them in and it turned on.
So all the batteries in your house were dead?
No, but they were working for every other thing. They were working for appliances and remotes.
The podcast machine just takes more battery
juice. It needs
more
power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you need 1.21 gigawatts worth of power to power the podcast machine.
I didn't know a gigawatt was a thing.
It's all Back to the Future stuff.
Okay.
Never mind.
Well, apparently, I just need to keep brand new batteries in my bag.
That's
with
funny because I've put old batteries in a podcast machine before and it works too.
I don't know, but right. I mean, literally, I tried. I'm not exaggerating. 15 times, I held it down for a minute, and I'm like, it always turns on in 2 seconds. So
there we were with our short mics, like. Basically making out with no podcast machine working.
I love that visual too, where it's like, what? Because the splitter is so small, like Bulby being like, yes, who
we
would
this
do this?
Close, and they were new colorful ones, so it was just like this very bizarre situation.
Yeah, but we did for when I'm not able to be here because summer's starting. It's a busy time for me. We wanted to like we got a ring light. We want to make like shenanigans cute from home when I'm not able to get in the studio.
Right.
So I went on Amazon. I'm like, what can make this podcast machine cute? There's nothing for the machine, so I got mic covers, and now I have like 12 colors. So
yeah, I'll send you some Lisa Frank stickers to stick on it too.
Just yes.
Stick it
oh
all
my
over,
god!
On the mics, everything.
And then when Miley's here, we have to use that.
Oh my gosh! Well, you're the best.
That's my
yes.
Job, man. Come up with a good idea.
Oh my god!
This
love
is awesome.
It. All right, so now, but I'm actually glad that all of the batteries in my remotes and lights and everything
didn't work
because here we are in studio, which I prefer. I love being in here, and you know, it just feels like a little more profesh. So
than our slumber party.
I like being here too. Yeah, the slumber party. Yeah.
So Janet and Peter both pass out on my couch. Like I don't know. It was almost like you were like. Butt to head, but it was like you guys weren't.
I was using like her legs for a pillow.
Were you? I feel like I was curled up in like a cat sized ball.
So no, you continue.
Okay, so here's how the night started. So I forgot a box of clothes that I really needed for a photo shoot the next day at Sir. Peter was such a gentleman. Not only did he pick up the box for me, but he drove it all the way to the west side.
First of all, I was managing that day.
I know.
Okay. I was there all day.
Peter,
and
if I asked
easy.
You to pick it up for me
easy.
And I really needed it, though, would you have?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, whatever.
Nice guy.
The point of the matter is he did it.
Yeah, it's true.
So I was honestly going to pick it up from your house on my way home from Gretchen and Slade's baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I mean, that's easier than me going all the way in Mid-City to go to Sir to pick it up. So I was just going to have you leave it at your house.
Yeah.
But then I thought, and I was like, you know what? I was like, Peter and I don't get a lot of time out. Whenever, like, just even you and I have just gone out, like, one-on-one. Like,
it's been fun.
We have so much fun. Like, even back to when I was with Shay, like, I remember you and I just had a night out in Santa Monica with Natalie and Nicole, like, my crazy girlfriends.
Yeah. And well, we went clubbing one night in Santa Monica.
Yeah, we've
just
done
you
that, too. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, we've had fun times out.
Yeah,
and then
we have.
As I was like, oh, I'll just stop by his place and pick it up. I was like, wait, do you want to, like, grab a drink on the west side? He said yes.
When you say drink involved, I'm all like, I'm there.
You know? So we're a couple bottles of wine and Janet's flight is just like delayed on delayed on delayed. So finally.
I got upgraded to first class though. So I got delayed, but then I got free drinks the whole ride. So
oh,
it wasn't
good.
Kind of a win, I would say. I mean, Peter
I didn't
have to pick you up at the airport after all because I'm like, you told us to catch up to you because you've been drinking all day at the airport. So we've caught up to you and now cannot pick you up.
Yes.
That was fine. That was fine. I found my way.
Yeah. It was like 17 minutes for an Uber, but then 17 minutes later, it still hadn't moved. I'm like, did you hit request?
I was a little tipsy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So by the time we're even trying to get this started, it's now like 12:31 a.m. Peter's like starting to nod off. It's taking me so long to try and turn on the damn recorder.
Because of the batteries.
Nodding off and snoring.
apparently.
Yeah. So
fun
then,
fact about Peter, he snores.
Janet's like, I just started binging this new show.
Dead
we should watch it. Dead to Me on Netflix. Have you seen it? Okay. So it's with Christina Applegate and can't think of her name. She was the girl.
Linda Cardellini.
That one. And Legally Blonde was the one who killed her dad. And she had the crazy curly hair and the perm. You've seen Legally Blonde, right, Will?
I have not. I just know
what
the actors are in. Yeah.
What? Have you seen Almost Famous?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, we might have to rediscuss this. Okay. So, anyway, so we start watching the show. Peter's bored in like 5 minutes. I am literally fast forward to like 3-4 hours later. I'm on episode 8. Peter and Janet are now asleep like on each other in an awkward position on the couch. Not cuddling by any means. Nothing sexual. Just
first,
a foot in the face.
Well, hold on. Apparently, she and I were getting into like an argument that I don't remember.
You were.
Apparently, we don't like each other.
I don't know. I was some rosés deep when she said that. I was like, I don't know. I've always liked Peter before this.
I think you kept giving her shit. And then she was like, wait, but Peter, Peter, I was just trying to show you something from my trip. And you're like, I don't care about your trip.
Like, oh, that's rude then. I'm mad at you, if that's the case.
You don't even remember.
I do now.
I wake up at 4:20. I remember it on my.
Because I was smoking?
Well, no, you were just like intensely watching the TV at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to use your guest room because this is uncomfortable. As I point at Janet, this is uncomfortable.
Having a like adult-sized cat sleeping at your feet.
With two other actual cats.
Yeah. Probably crawling all over me. Uh-huh. Like,
probably. And meanwhile, I'm on, which is a very comfortable chair, but after 8 episodes of a Netflix show, the chair is not comfortable. I want my couch back. So when you went to bed, I was like, perfect. I still like, I watched like 2 more episodes. I still have the finale though. I started nodding off on the second to last episode. I was like, oh, damn it. So I need to finish it.
Well, I got up in the morning and it was like, everyone was empty. I was like, I'm going to sneak out. It's like,
I heard one of you leave. When I got up, I was alone, but I wake up alone every day. So it was nice.
I always
no
wake
different.
Up early. I always get out. I leave at 6 in the morning.
Oh, you left at 6?
I have to, anywhere I sleep, if I sleep somewhere else, I have to leave early in the morning. I'm gone out of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Not the same.
No. Okay. All right. So one thing, though, that I did want to mention, when you came over the other night, you picked me up in a nice car.
Yeah, I did.
And I don't think you've ever seen your car, like, on the show. I don't think you post, like, Beamer selfies like James used to do.
No, I'm a very private person. You know what I mean? I don't really – I'm a public person, but I don't like to – I'm not ostentatious. Yeah. I don't like to flaunt it. I'm not like, all, ooh, look at me. You know what I mean? I've never been that way. Even look at the way I dress. I buy multiple black pants and multiple black shirts.
Yeah.
And I'm always like stacked. Totally. Just like,
well, you work hard. I mean, I see you hustling around, sir, all the time. You work hard for it, so you deserve to have a nice car.
It's a hardtop convertible. They unwrapped it for me at the – at the dealership.
Oh, aren't you fancy?
I am, actually. They took it off the truck. No miles on it. I was all like, yes.
Nice.
Convertible.
But it was really cool. When you opened the door, it had like the light, like the emblem.
Ooh.
And I was like, wait, that's cool. But look, because I know you're like a BMW guy.
I am.
Whatever. But if you're looking to upgrade, I got a little something for you.
Ooh.
Have you heard of True Car?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you can find out what your car's worth when, if you want to sell it or trade it in with True Car. You just like enter your license plate number and you can just like watch all the details pop up, answer a couple questions, you know, like navigation, moonroof, Beamer selfie, emblem light, you know, high mileage, whatever. But once you're finished with that, they'll give you a True Cash offer that's sent to you in minutes, and you can take that to any local certified dealer and cash out or trade in.
Oh, I love that. Well, if I were to go to True Car, I'd definitely do the Beamer selfie.
Yes. Yes,
definitely.
So, you know, if I'm looking
for an upgrade,
to switch it up, check out True Car, and True Cash offer not available in all areas, but just had to throw that in there. So,
yeah, I'm definitely going to do that with the Beamer selfie. I'm kidding.
Are you ready to play a game, Peter?
Yes, absolutely. I'm always down to play a game.
Okay. Have you ever played Marry, Shag, or Kill?
Yes, I have. I've played that a few times.
Have you gotten in trouble playing this game before?
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten in trouble yet, but...
well,
you're about to.
Well, let's find out because that would not be amazing.
I have 5 groups of women here for you.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
I know where this is going. Okay.
Marry, Shag, Kill. Stassi, Kristen, Katie.
Stassi, Kristen, Katie. I'd probably... Okay, I dated Stassi, so I'd probably marry Stassi. Shag, Kristen, and kill Katie. There you go.
Wow. That's
because Kristen's the only one you haven't hooked up with?
Yeah, sure. There you go.
I think in that scenario, I would marry Kristen because she... Not that it's my game, but I just thought I would just give her a little shout out. That girl is she's such a like mom in the sense where like she's always cooking, cleaning. Whenever we stay at an Airbnb, she makes sure everything's put together. Like I feel like out of the three, if I were to marry one, I would want to marry Kristen.
No, that would get annoying pretty quickly for me. Because then she's like finagling over me all the time and I'm like, hey, it is stay away.
You probably had to kick her out of Sir a few times.
Yes, I have. Actually. If I could tell you stories.
Okay.
You can tell.
Oh, you want one? I can give you one. Would you like a
Christmas? Yes, I would hear it.
Okay,
then we'll continue the game.
Back in the day when we first opened the lounge, Well, you know where the unisex bathroom is in the bar area? Mm-hmm. That used to be the women's bathroom. And right. Where the women's bathroom is today, that was the office. That was the data room where we kept stored everything, the main computer, all that stuff. And then we switched it around because we wanted it more the data room in the belly of the beast, per se. Anyway, right. So one night I'm managing the lounge, right? And I'm like, I can't remember who I was talking to, but I was at the little bar area where the wine bottles are in the back. And I see Guillermo running. He runs from the rest. I see him running from the restaurant, and then he runs and he locks himself in the office.
Okay.
And then I see Kristen Doty. Just, the stomp that she does. She has that signature stomp, And she was not working that night. She had leggings on and a white top on and heels. And she stomps all the way to the office door. And we have a rule, the rule. You can't have get tips in the middle of the night. We pull tips for you, Janet. We pull tips and there's a time frame. 1 to 5 o'clock, you can go and get your tips, This was around 7-8 o'clock in the evening, okay? And she, goes and bangs on the door. And, Guillermo's locked inside of the and she's banging on the – I want my tips!
Guillermo's in the panic room.
He was literally in the panic room. And I was, standing there, should I kick her out? Should I get security? Oh, she's not on the clock. That would be awkward. We eventually kicked her out. It was funny.
That's funny. Oh, Kristen.
You can see the stomp, too, in your head.
I can picture that. You can see that girl walking from a mile away. Yeah, we did a beach cleanup a couple weeks ago down in Marina. And I find my friend. So I saw her location was there, but she wasn't there. And I'm looking around. I'm where is she? And I just see from afar. I was that's her. I can tell by the way she's walking.
Yep. She has that stomp.
Yes.
It's a signature.
Or when Kristen's really drunk, she's what's it called? A windsock, at the car wash, the woo.
Yeah. I can relate to
completely.
That.
Completely. So are you. Yeah. You are.
Actually, Kristen's built like me a lot. We both have that giraffe leg.
You guys are very similar.
I'm do I stomp? Is that
I don't think you stomp okay.
No, you don't stomp.
Because I noticed remember. She stomps.
I think she's always in a rush. She walks is. Faster than you.
Yeah, she is always coming in hot.
Yeah.
It was worse when she was a waitress. Oh my God. I remember not making her drinks on time when I was just a bartender before I became a server. I mean, before I became a manager and her drinks weren't made and she was like, "Where are my drinks?" And she stomp off I don't even know how to imitate it. It's just it's her, what I mean? It's her signature.
Yeah, was that back in the sangria stealing days?
That was
James Kennedy days.
That was before the
Dark Ages.
I was a manager then. No, this was the Dark Ages, 2010.
Okay. Oh gosh.
Yeah, I know.
That
long
was
long time ago.
I think I started there in 2010.
Yeah, you did.
How long have you been at Sir?
I've been at Sir since 2008. I started as a busser. Right.
Wow.
I mean, I can tell you the whole story.
We're gonna get into it, but we're gonna finish playing the game first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mary Shag Kill. Let's get back.
Kardashians: Kim, Khloe, Kourt.
Kim, Khloe, Kourt. Probably Mary, Khloe. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Okay. Shag, Shag, Kim, and then Kill.
Sad.
Kourtney. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
I love being Mary Khloe. She's my fave.
Yeah.
I like Khloe too. So
out of any of them, if I were to be friends with one of them in real life, definitely Khloe.
Yeah. Okay. You guys have matching nails.
Yeah, I don't go to him anymore, but we used to go to the same person, but then I moved to the West Side and it was just way too hard to get there, and I don't have Kardashian money to have him just come over to my set up nail salon in my fucking closet to get my nails done. So, all right, next one.
Ooh, oh no.
Lisa.
Oh god.
Brandy. Mm. Erica Jane.
Ooh. I'd marry Lisa.
Obvi.
Shag Erica and kill Brandy.
Okay. I didn't know if you were an Erica fan or a Brandy fan.
I don't know.
Brandy used to be cool?
When she was cool with Lisa.
Oh.
Good answer.
Good
answer. Oh, no. I'm very loyal.
Yes.
You should be.
I'm very loyal.
I mean, here's the thing. I am too. But when Brandy and I were able to kind of like just let everything go, even though there were issues with her and Lisa, I was like, for me personally, to be able for, I mean, we're now in like a whatever again. But at the time, it was like after 10 years of this person hating me, to be able to let that go, I'm like, you have to understand yeah. that it's not me being disloyal. It's like, it's something personal
okay.
for me.
Yeah.
But... fuck her. sorry, Will. Lala, Billy, Raquel.
Lala, Billy, Raquel.
Who's gonna kill?
I'm like, probably, all of them work
probably,
there, right?
Yeah, all of them work there. That's a hard one.
You're going to have to
Lala,
see them
Billy,
this week.
Lala, Billy, Raquel. Probably Mary Raquel, sure.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. You know, love because that. That's
kind of... I love Raquel. I love that.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Billy, okay. Who's the other one?
Lala.
Lala.
Oh, man. That's tough. Lala and I have like an inside joke, so I don't want to kill her. I don't really know Billy. She just works there. That's. okay, so I'd probably...
That's wow. a tough one, I know.
Because
I really
they're all still there. It's like, see, everyone else that we're talking about, it doesn't
are they?
Does not
He's
affect.
Like, I could talk shit about those people yeah, after run into them next week.
If I run into them, I'm like, yeah. I've always been Switzerland with people that work there. You know uh-huh. what I mean? Because I'm always having to like, okay. But
what if one of them maybe didn't work there anymore? Would it make a difference?
No.
Okay.
Who doesn't work there anymore?
Who are you killing?
I don't know. Who doesn't
I'm
work there
I'm just saying hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
If,
hypothetically.
Like, one
all
of
right,
them
so,
didn't work
there. Shag Lala, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
It's like a throw up.
Gotcha.
I hate talking, or shag Billy. I don't care. Like,
yeah. You could shag or kill either of them.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. But you're going to marry the pageant queen.
Sure. Yeah.
Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last one. This is what
you
we
can
are...
tell who I like to date now. Someone who doesn't like to clean up. I want to date like a, I want to probably marry like a queen type person.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you know, like some of this, like, you know, like Raquel or like maybe, you know, like I said, Stassi, you know
yeah.
what I mean? But
do
Stassi
you think
and
Raquel
along,
and Stassi are similar in any way?
No, but they're both like, they both have
they're
that
both
kinda,
pretty.
No, but they both have that like, what do you call it? What is the word? The pageant queen. Thing going for them, you know.
I love. That
I
you
guess
just said
that
Stassi's like a magic queen.
I know, but that no. Does that make sense?
No,
that,
it doesn't.
Okay, all right.
Raquel, yeah,
they're both put together.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah,
yeah.
And they're not like finagling around all the time, like a Kristen Doty.
Yeah,
does okay. that make sense?
They're like in control of themselves.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your last one?
Sure.
This is what I asked you at lunch earlier. I Ooh. Said, pick your top three celebs.
Here we go.
So you got Margot Robbie.
Okay.
Charlize Theron.
Okay.
And me.
Okay, so definitely marry Sheena.
Yay, good choice.
I would shag Margot.
Uh-huh.
And I kill Shirley's.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. there we go. There you have mm-hmm. it. Yay.
Yay.
Good job, Peter. You passed the test. Don't worry. I won't tell Lala and Billy. They'll just listen to shenanigans and
sure.
hear himself.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Peter, you're single right now, too, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I know you wanted to ask about Sir. So...
I wanted to know what the wildest
because then
things.
I want to talk dating.
Well, I
so.
Just told you one of the wildest
yeah.
things.
Okay, who else?
No. Like how you started there. And
oh,
like,
yes.
Okay.
Because yeah. I don't think everyone knows like how long Peter's actually been there.
Were you there before they remodeled and opened up the other side?
I got there right when they remodeled the original Sir.
Okay.
But you know? No, before the lounge.
No, okay. This was before the lounge. So the lounge at the time was some kind of weird museum thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. And... And so when I got there, it was 2008. Ken and Lisa had just bought in about 2 years prior mm-hmm. to that. And when they bought it, it was just pretty much where the kitchen is all the way to the front patio.
Okay.
That side. And
yeah.
then they expanded to the next room, the pink room.
Okay.
Yeah. When I got there, the bar was where L3 and L4 are today.
Which are the booths in the pink room.
The booths in the pink
like,
room.
Where
okay.
we eat dinner there at one of those.
Interesting.
Often.
Okay. Yeah.
So with myself and George, who no longer works there, he quit about a year or 2 years ago. He was a waiter there as well. He and I moved that bar to the current location it is today. That was like one of the first things I did at Sir.
That's
was
crazy.
Help move that bar. Yeah. So the story is, I was at USC and I was just about I was just graduating, and I was working at a place called Club Monaco on Sunset, which no longer exists, mm-hmm. right? And so one day Guillermo comes in and he talks to me for a minute, and he's all like, "Yeah, you should come and work at my restaurant," right? Little did I didn't put two and two together at the time. You know, I was 24, so I was not as sharp as I am today. And at the time I was living, I was living in a quote unquote
model apartment.
No. I was living in a frat
with Channing
house.
Tatum.
I was living in like a frat house. No.
Same
my own
thing
frat
as a model
house.
Apartment.
No, it was me. It was myself, my brother Paul, my brother James, Zephany. You remember Zeph?
Yeah.
And then Arthur.
And Channing Tatum.
Sure. Yeah. We could throw Channing Tatum in there. And so Arthur was doing a movie at the time. He did a movie called Pineapple Express. He was in Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember.
Love that movie.
So Arthur was a busser at Sur at the time. And he told me that they were looking for another busser to replace the one from Brazil, the one that was just he was about to leave, right? Yeah. So I didn't put two and two together. I walk around the corner going in for my interview, and I see Guillermo, and Guillermo's like fixing the he's on the patio. He's fixing the curtains in the front. And he's all like, "Oh, yeah, you're hired. Come on in." I didn't even say anything. He just hired me on the spot. It was crazy. And then after that, the rest is history. It's like I've experienced a lot of things at that place.
Yeah.
I keep on telling the new people, don't date here. Don't date each other. Because it's a constant mistake. They keep on making the same mistake. I did that a couple of times, but you learned
from your mistake.
Yeah. Have you dated anyone since Katie or Stassi?
Nope.
So you made your mistake early, and then
but also you know, I became a manager there. I can't have that floating over my head, like, oh, you know, oh, you're showing preferential treatment to this employee.
Peter and
you know?
I can only hang. We can't bang.
Yeah,
I was just
going to
slowly start suggesting that you guys should go on a date throughout the podcast, but I guess I'll hold on.
That we should or you guys should?
No, I think you guys should. You guys have known each other for a very long time, right?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. We've spent almost every Thanksgiving together however long we've known each other.
3 to 5 years.
You're already Erica
like
approved.
Shut up. Anyway, continue your story. Story time, Janet. Don't interrupt.
Yeah, it's story time. Jeez, Janet. You don't want me to.
Do you want to go at it again?
No,
I will.
No,
I hope
not
we
really.
Can scream at each other
sure,
again.
Sure.
Sexual tension here, you guys.
Between you guys.
Or you guys. I'm kidding.
You know what? Maybe that's what it is, Janet.
We have sexual tension. Someone asked me on another podcast this week if you and I have ever had sex.
Yeah, your mother.
And then, no, what's horrible is I had already sent my mom the link to listen to that podcast, and then I went to re-listen to it, and I was like, fuck, I forgot I said that. So then I'm in there like, no, I haven't had sex with Sheena, but I've had sex with other people, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Mom, I'm like, I already sent you the link. I know you're going to listen to it. Please don't tell me about what you hear. I don't want to talk about it later.
Yeah. So I started as a busser there at Sir. And
were
then,
you a busser when you banged Stassi?
No, I was already a server at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I was a busser when I was banging the assistant
Katie?
Manager.
No. Oh, Diana?
Christina.
Christina. Oh, so I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah, that was a thing. Yeah, it was.
Does she still work there?
No.
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 I was like, I don't know
she
her.
She quit like 4 years ago.
Okay. You know? She couldn't get over you and was just so devastated.
No, that's not it.
She was like booking legit commercials.
Yeah,
and
she
now
was.
She's married.
Yeah, she's married. And I think she's living in Seattle now.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere
so.
North.
So, yeah, so that was. So
is Oxnard.
Shut up, Oxnard. California is the place to be, man.
Notice you only got like 4 likes on that tweet.
It was still banging. It was
said
great.
No one ever.
Oxnard, where the hell is that?
Exactly.
It's by Ventura. It's my dream in life.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I want to move to Oxnard and just have a quiet life.
Janet was just like in a funk for like 3 hours yesterday and was like, I'm moving to Oxnard. I was like, I'll see you later.
Okay, well, in that case.
But then I brought her home Benihana and we had a sleepover and now she's not moving to Oxnard.
Benihana.
It was amazing.
I haven't been there since I was in high school.
I was there last night. It was so good.
It's so good. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So You banged the manager.
Yeah.
You banged a server.
Yeah.
You banged stuff.
Is this how you got promoted to bartender and then management? Is this why you're a manager, Peter?
Peter fucked his way to the top.
One might say. No.
He's like, la la who? He's like, I could do the same thing.
No, what happened was when I was bussing tables, we kept on having these servers come in. And it was like a rotating door. They just come in and quit, come in and quit. And I told the manager at the time, it wasn't Christina, it was JP.
I don't know who Juan Pablo is.
Yeah, he left before your time.
Juan Pablo, who is The Bachelor?
No.
Yeah, I was like, why do I know that name?
He moved back to Argentina. Back to Argentina back in 2009.
Probably a lot of Juan
Pablos. I wasn't there yet. So, I was at Villa Blanca still.
Well, Diana replaced him. And it was right before.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right before we opened the lounge in 2010. Okay. And I told Juan Pablo, I was all like, I'm sorry, I'm loyal to this place. I need to be a server. I already know how to bartend. I need a bartend and I need to serve. I'm tired of, you know, seeing all these people gain a chance. Give me a chance. And so they did. And now, you know, a couple of years later, once JP left, it was Diana and they needed another manager and they promoted me. Because I kind of pushed for it, too. I was all like, look, I should do it.
So you know? Not sleeping with the staff got you promoted.
Yeah. All yeah, right. Not sleeping with the
don't,
staff. Don't sleep with the staff.
Yeah,
anybody.
Don't shit where you work, people.
Well, that's something that I'm telling some of the – because like this is like generation six right now. I mean, we've gone
but
through –
but would we have a show if people didn't shit where they worked?
That's true. Would we? No, we wouldn't, you know. And, you know, it's just – I mean, I've been – that's not to say that I haven't been tempted by some of these hostesses, you know.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. Or there's some of these, like two new chicks and one's a brunette and one's a blonde and Peter's like, oh,
no,
drooling at work.
No, I'm not. I haven't seen them yet.
You showed me their Instagrams the other night.
Well, no. One of them
you already made out with.
Is she petite with big boobs?
And she was all ticked off that I never called her.
And then she gets a job at Sir. Oh my God.
I didn't do that hiring. I didn't do that. But it'll be interesting.
You're going to be reminded of that for a while.
Oh, I'm going to be reminded of that. She actually, I think she was working at TomTom, and she noticed me, and she noticed that I didn't say anything.
That's mean.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean. I didn't even realize. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Never mind. I'm digging myself into a deeper
grave.
Okay,
how long have you been single for? When was your last relationship?
2017.
Okay, so not too long
ago. So we were talking about like Peter's exes and flings and whatever the other night, and I was like, the one with the kid, he's like, no, not that one. I was like, wait, the Playmate, he's like, no, not that one. I was like, the Orange County one, he's like, yeah, that one.
I was like, okay.
I don't remember any of their names. I just know they were all pretty with big tits, and I just had nicknames for them in my head.
I remember seeing the one with the kid too.
They were all brunette.
I remember seeing the one with the kid. Is
Sarah?
That the 2017?
That was season.
That was 2015.
Oh,
2015.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then there was OC and Playmate.
OC. She.
And now there's Hostess.
There's no Hostess. Mostess.
Who you ghosted?
The Hostess you ghosted. Oh my God! I'm totally stealing that line.
I'm totally stealing that too.
Yes. Okay, so the question everyone wants to know, Peter.
Oh, no.
What is it like working for Lisa Vanderpump?
It is actually really awesome. She's an awesome boss because when she critiques me, it's very, very like pointed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she lets me do what I need to do to get it done.
It's constructive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I really like about working for her. Like, I've had bosses before where it's just like they go off. And they don't know how to control like their anger or whatever it is, or whatever's messing with them that day.
Yeah.
If Lisa is having a bad day, she's not going to take it out on her employees.
No, she does the exact opposite, and she hides it completely from everybody.
And I appreciate that with her. You know
but I
mean?
I did tell her, I said this at the reunion, I was like, Lisa, I'm like, you don't always have to hold it together for all of us. So, you know, if you are having a bad day, you can go home. If you need to just like not be running everything for a minute, like it's okay.
Exactly.
And she's like, but I have to be strong for everyone. I'm like, I know, but like you don't, you're human.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I know you think you are a superwoman, but you're still human, superwoman.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
But I always, because I mean, I get asked that question every interview for the last decade of my life. So I always like hearing other people's answers about that.
I've been asked that at Sir many times.
Yeah.
It always comes up.
What are the top three questions that customers ask at Sir? Because I know one of them for sure.
Other than photos with you.
Yeah.
That is, does this get old? Are you annoyed?
Where's the bathroom?
Where's the bathroom? Yeah, that's one of the more common ones because it's always like,
do they actually work here?
Oh yeah,
is
that's
anyone going to be here tonight? Do you know if Lisa's coming in?
Yeah, I mean, whenever they see me, it's all like, oh, I didn't think anybody worked here, you know. And I'm just like, well, here I am. I'm one of them, you know.
I know. It's going to happen like 52 times tonight.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because a couple of us are working. You're not, though.
Yeah, it's weird.
Whatever. I know. You're like always there on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I mainly do a lot of the brunches. I'm always there when Guillermo's
not there.
Yeah,
you are there more on weekends, no? Yeah.
I'm always there on the weekend.
Brunching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so dating in LA. Are you on dating apps?
Sometimes I do Tinder, yes.
Oh, wow. He's a Tinderer.
So only when you just scrape the bottom of the barrel.
So
huh?
Basically just looking to get laid.
Well, okay, no, hold on. All right, so story time. After my last relationship.
You thought going on Tinder was a good idea.
I thought just going and banging a bunch of girls was a good idea.
Yeah.
Hence
the Tinder.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like once my last relationship was over, she called it off. I was like, okay, this is pointless. I'm done. I'm just going to do whatever I want to do now.
That's what I did. And I moved to Vegas and had the time of my life.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So I'm literally having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have at this point. I've been saying that for years. And yeah, it was because I've always wanted to have a relationship. You know, but I've been messed over quite a few times already.
Like, same.
You mentioned all of the ones that, like,
totally.
I had three failed relationships in 3 years, back to back to back. And then
that
I was
says
like,
something about you or the type of girls you're dating.
I don't know. Like with Sarah, I think she was just
girl with the kid.
Yeah, I was like, which was?
I think she was just trying to find something. Find fame or I don't know what she was looking
I think
for.
So too. She was an opportunist.
Yeah, she was an opportunist. That
next.
Is perfect. The other one,
OC,
I think she was lying to me on a few things. I also think that she went a little crazy because she was very scared that I was cheating on her. I've never cheated
I
on her.
I do remember that.
It was always the same thing. I know you cheated on me a couple
Suits
months ago.
Insecure.
Yeah.
To try and get you, like, she was doing the thing that Rob, Doorman, used to do with me.
Doorman.
Where he'd act like he knew I did something. Yeah. Because if I did do it, I would have a guilty conscience. And I'm an honest person that I would admit it. Mm-hmm. But he never actually knew if I did it. But then he found out because I fucking told him.
Yeah, exactly.
Manipulative.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, Kristen...
OC.
OC, she kept on saying the same thing. It was the same line over and over and over again. I know you cheated on me, but it's okay. I forgive you. I'm like, I never did. You
yeah.
Know?
I don't
did
need
she
to be forgiven
think that
something.
Because you guys, it was long distance? And she thought if
yeah,
you guys
Orange County to LA.
Orange County. Hey, I was making that. I made that trip at least twice a week. While we were dating.
I mean,
at least twice a week.
If you don't live within 2.5 miles of someone in LA, it's long distance.
Okay, yeah, then exactly. I guess I either have to date someone in Marina Del Rey or I'm going to be single forever.
You can. I know. You could date Beverly Hills.
But I will say, guys on the west side. You're better. Anyway, sorry.
And then afterwards.
Then there was Playmate.
She broke up with me because she's always traveling and she didn't want to be tied down. And I was like, you know what? I'm done.
So yeah, she wanted
Peter,
to bang other
us.
Dudes.
Yeah, I was like, please tell us why the Playmate didn't work out, Peter, please.
That's.
So you're only on Tinder. What about Hinge or Bumble or
Raya? I haven't
Raya?
Tried any of those. I need to do Raya, but I thought Stassi ruined it for everybody.
Well, you just, it's
she got
like
kicked
Fight
off for
Club.
Breaking the secret.
No, it's literally like Fight Club. What's the first rule?
Yeah, you don't talk about it.
Exactly. Same with Raya.
I'm going to try and get on it again. Raya, so you're saying Raya, Bumble, what else?
Hinge.
What's Hinge?
I'm not on any of them, but Janet's trying to convince me this summer to get on
What's
one.
Hinge
is a new one. I actually have never been on it. I just hear people
but
talking
one
about
one of
it,
our
but...
friends on the East Coast just met a guy on Hinge like a month ago, and they're...
I know three people in happy relationships who met on Hinge currently.
I guess the thing with... So with Bumble is the girl messages the guy first. Yes. With Hinge, you have like three like starter questions. questions to like start conversation. With Tinder, it's just, do I want to bang you or do I not want to bang you?
Okay.
And then with Raya, it's like, I'm so cool to be on Raya, but like, no thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to download Hinge.
And if you're on Raya, like, I can't talk about Raya on my podcast. They'll kick me off. So why do I want to, like, be a part of this secret world that they have to tell
and
me I'm cool enough to be a part
that.
Of?
No,
and I can't talk about it. Come on. I mean, that was my whole summer last year is who's Sheena banging? Like, dating. Sorry. Dating.
Dating.
Yeah.
See,
what are you doing right now?
I'm downloading all these.
You're downloading
that you said.
These apps. Okay. Yeah. Can we do this later?
I downloaded all three just now. Boom,
okay.
Boom, boom,
okay.
Done.
What are your must-haves and absolute nots for people that you are trying to date? What are your like? She needs to have this, this, and this.
Okay.
These
so,
are my red flags.
So one red flag is cleanliness. I have a story about that too.
Okay.
Sheena knows this person. All right. This blonde girl. That Sheena introduced me actually to, and we went out a couple of times, and then finally she took me back to her place, and I was thoroughly disgusted. You ever see the show Friends?
Yeah.
So Ross goes to this
the dirty girl's house.
Yeah.
Wait, do I know what you're talking
exactly,
about?
There's just like trash everywhere.
That's exactly what her apartment looked like.
No, not
wait,
that.
Wait, do
bad.
I know who you're talking
that
about?
That bad. No, I'm serious.
You
that
introduced
bad.
Them.
That bad.
I introduced
I'm not
you?
You think I'm joking. It was that
bad. She had
bad.
Like plates piled up, clothes.
Plates piled up, clothes everywhere, nothing organized.
Hold up. Can you type it on your phone so we don't put this poor girl on blast? Unless you want to put her on blast. You're the one saying it.
I'm not going to.
First
so
initial.
So did you stay the night that night or did you bounce?
You don't remember her name?
Messy girl's listening right now like, fuck you, Peter. You call me messy and you don't even remember my name?
I don't know who you're
you
talking
about. You introduced me to her. We went partying at...
How long ago?
This was a couple of years ago. She had just moved to L.A. And we went
like,
out partying.
It wasn't me, right?
We went out partying. No, you took her with us to... What's that 80s band place?
The karaoke?
Oh, okay, break room.
Break
86.
Room 86, yes. And you brought her...
A blonde?
Uh-huh. And
was she like an actual friend of mine or like a friend of a friend who I invited out to be nice?
I don't know if it was a friend of a friend, but she came to your birthday when we did the masks with the whole masks thing. I remember her there,
a
too.
A blonde.
Yeah.
Okay.
She showed up to that.
Interesting.
I can't wait till we figure this out later.
Whoever you are, text me and let me know.
Okay.
And,
so did you
She's
bail?
Not going to expose yourself.
Peter, did you bail on her or did you stay? Okay, so what did you say?
I stayed and like I was not into it.
Were you just like, so I got to go because this is disgusting?
Yeah, basically. it was gross.
Okay, so they have to be at least very basically clean
disgusting. I mean, that is the extreme.
Okay, what else?
I've got it. I cannot.
I have to remember this girl now, too.
Oh,
I
my
cannot
God.
Remember her.
This is going to drive me nuts. We're going to revisit this later. Because I have no idea who you're talking about.
You introduced
I definitely had never been to this person's apartment, or I would remember.
You brought her to Sir. You guys were eating at Sir. Together.
Mackenzie?
No, not Mackenzie. No, it was not
I'll call
Mackenzie.
Out that bitch.
No, it was not Mackenzie.
I would love if it was Mackenzie.
Damn
wait,
it.
Wait, what happened with you and McKenna? Can we talk about that?
No, she's irrelevant.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, she's still trying to get at it, Adam. And I was like, shady bitch, please. He doesn't want you.
She made stuff up.
Yeah. What do you think about James coming back to Sir? Do you think he should have a 17th chance and get his job back again?
Well, I was defending him last year.
I know.
So
that was last year. This is now.
This is now. What's he coming back as a buster?
No, like, do you think he should get his "See You Next Tuesday" night back at Sir?
The thing
this
is that, and I will keep on saying it. When it comes to Sir, the one thing that I will say is the business is what is the business is what drives the place. We mm-hmm. if he comes in and he DJs, the place makes money.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I miss those nights. We used to bring
place,
in a huge crowd.
The place makes money. You know. That, so
girls'
that
night
sense,
makes money, though. That's, an argument.
Yeah, well, girls' night was right on the coattails of See You Next Tuesday. I mean, like, you try to do girls' night on Wednesday instead of Tuesday.
No, it started on a Tuesday, and then we had to change it to Wednesday because Sandoval was doing his tequila Tuesdays.
So is it still a thing now?
I would like it to still be.
Okay, so it's not.
Well, it's not tonight because I'm the only girl working tonight.
Well, it's, in other words, it's inconsistent, though.
Because I wasn't in charge of it.
There you go. Exactly. So someone needs to be in charge, but nobody was in charge.
Let's
so nobody...
bring back girls' night.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
What do you think?
Yeah, do it. Yeah? Bring back girls' night.
I can perform my new songs on the bar. Everyone loves when I do that.
It's as good as gold, guys.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
Let me see. You want to see me shake that?
Hell yes, all the time.
That's what I like. All right. So you were showing us a project that you're working on at lunch. Are you able to talk about that yet or not?
No, I'm not going to. Okay. I can't be saying anything.
I didn't think so. But are there any new projects that you this can talk about?
About that one, I'll just say this. We started the company about 9 months ago, and it's blown up.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
But can't talk about that.
Here's the thing. I'm not a braggadocious guy. So you won't ever hear me talk about like, oh man, look at me. You know what I mean? I'm just not like that. But I have that company coming out.
What was the trailer you just posted on Instagram?
That was the Riven Destiny.
That was legit. And am I crazy or did it used to be called the Raven and now it's called the Riven?
No, it's always been called the Riven. The Riven Destiny. And so the Riven, we've been working on that for 4 years.
Yeah.
I got Tom Sandoval in the movie. It was his part was pretty cool. But it was an epic project. It was, I call it the avatar of short films. It was high content. You know, there was a lot of CGI involved in that movie and it took 4 years just to get it done, you know, to find the right artist, to find the right 3D modeler, to find the right guys to put the whole thing together.
Yeah.
'Cause editing the whole thing is one thing, like shooting it and editing it. It took like 4 days to finish shooting and then editing it. It was like easy. Putting all the pieces, the background, the 3D modeling. I have a new respect for people for that type of movie now.
Yeah.
I commented on that. I was like, dude, this is legit. Like, it was like a Star Wars trailer.
Yeah.
It looked really good. Congrats.
I'm taking down Star Wars with this movie. I'm going to get this thing made. This is
Do
a trilogy.
It.
It's a trilogy. Yeah.
I like it. No, yeah. It looked really good.
So I have that. I mean, like, we just won a couple of awards at a film festival in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I submitted to Chicago International. We're going to see if we got that, getting that one. Because that's Academy Award qualifying. And then we're also looking at Silicon Beach over here in Marina Del Rey.
Cool.
Nice. Hey.
I think it's Marina Del Rey. So that's one. And then I have my other apps that are, I have Casino Scouts and then the other one that I got coming out.
Yeah.
Both gaming apps, you know.
Cool.
One thing I will say is actually, no, I can't talk about it yet. I'm so excited.
Okay,
for
then
it,
let's talk about your hair.
Okay. All right. What about it?
All right. You've had a lot of hairstyles over
the years. I rank only second to Sandoval in
Peter
that category.
Peter the Pirate. You've had clean cut. You're kind of back to like almost Peter the Pirate, but not because now
quite.
You're straightening it.
Yes.
Which I'm personally not a fan of. I told you this the other day.
I know you did.
I think you're better looking than the straight hair.
Do you actually straighten it?
Yes, he did.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure. He's afraid to admit that he's...
Sure. Wait, I straighten some of it, and then like I have Jesse straighten it sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He goes to a salon to straighten his hair, ladies. Or
Peter
boys.
Gets regular blowouts. I don't even get regular blowouts.
I got a blowout this morning.
No, but here's the thing, and this is... You know, I look back on some stuff from my past, and I'm like, man, I don't like the way my hair looked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, you know what?
This will probably be one of those times.
Sure, it will. Sure, more control.
I
don't know.
To be honest, I don't love that it's not natural, but that's okay.
That's the thing. If it was, I think it looks a little straightened, and when it's just like messy, sexy, like wavy, it's just like that's like natural.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop.
Do you ever put it in a bun? I'm like looking for your wrist to see if you have a hair tie.
I don't do that anymore.
He used to.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time. I used to have the longest ponytail ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like the long hair better than the short hair, though.
I do, too.
I think it fits you.
It fits me more.
Yeah. I think it does.
I was a little lost there, by the way. The short hair
cute, though. Like, it was a nice little change, you know? It's like, I mean, as a guy, you can only really change up your look so much.
Yeah.
So that was, like, as drastic, I think, as you could get. Mm-hmm. And it was also a good look. You're a good-looking guy. You could pull off either look. But
thank you.
I'm surprised you don't have more grays with all the stress that the servers give you.
I do a lot of meditation.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I do a lot of meditation.
I mean, the way I'd be like, I diet.
I do diet too. I do everything. Like when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is make my bed.
Amazing.
And then after that, I do a little bit of meditation. And then I go to the gym. It depends on my schedule for the day.
What is your morning meditation like?
I use the should I give it an app? Yeah, Calm app.
Yeah, no, this is something I ask a lot of my guests because
I use the Calm app.
I've been talking about doing it for a year and I still don't do it. So I just like knowing what, and so many people do it. I said to Janet, I was like, I say this all the time. I'm like, I need to start meditating, but like I never do, but I am getting ready to freeze my eggs again in a couple of months. And I know that was one thing that my doctor recommended I do last time and I didn't. And I think this time that is one thing I for sure want to do. So I'm like, whether it's me waking up at 8 a.m. and just walking down to the beach every day, just something to kind of shut my mind off. I need to do that. But I know there are a lot of apps that people use as well.
You can download the Calm app.
The Calm app.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll start with an app.
Yeah. Do that.
Just like AirPods, like at the beach or something. Yes. But it's like, I live by the beach. I like taking advantage of being able to walk to the water as much as possible.
Well, you're familiar where I live. I live in Park La Brea. You live there for so many years. Mm-hmm. But where I live in like one of the garden townhouses. Mm-hmm. So I'm surrounded by grass and trees. So in the morning I take a walk to get my coffee and it's just peaceful.
I love that. Yeah. Park La Brea is so pretty.
Yeah. I love it.
Now that everyone knows where you live.
There's, I think, 4,200 units in there. Good luck finding them.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck finding me.
I think it's the biggest complex in Los Angeles.
It is.
It used to be an army housing.
An army base. Yeah, it was. And then they added the towers. Mm-hmm. But it's impossible to find someone in there, so I always felt safe. The only thing I hated about living there was it was so central that whenever, which I'm a person who goes home on a weekly basis to visit my family, and just getting to any freeway, like any highway.
Yeah, it's a trek.
It took forever. It
takes about 20 minutes just to get to the highway from where
I've been lost in that place more times than I can count.
Really?
Oh, I got lost.
It's a maze. It's like there's like Tower 67. I'm like, I don't know where I am.
There's no 67.
There's
but
a ton of them. There's at least 50.
My first week living there, I didn't have a parking space yet. And I was out really late. I got back at like 2 or 3 a.m. I park. I think I know where I am, but I don't. I'm walking in circles. I see what, I don't know what it is now, but it used to be the Variety building on Wilshire.
SBE building.
Yes, that one. Yeah, I just remember where my apartment faced the Variety building. So I'm like trying to walk towards the Variety building. And it's like being on the Vegas Strip, like blacked out, seeing like a mirage. And you're like, no, I swear that hotel's right here. And it's not.
Uh-huh.
It just was not getting any closer. Finally, thank God, a security guard was like monitoring. And I was like, can you please tell me where Tower 40 is? I have no idea where I live. But I was like, at that point, then I'm like, I'm getting in a car with a stranger. Okay, he says he's a security guard. He has a little truck. But I was like, at that point, I was like, just take me somewhere. Like, I couldn't do it.
Oh, boy.
But he took me home safely. And
oh, good.
Yeah,
that's
it was
awesome.
Great. Yeah. So
glad that worked out.
Yeah, I'm glad that worked out, too.
Well, I'm going to have to get going to Sir, you guys. I know you're off to a happy hour, but I have to go train some new staff members.
Amazing.
Don't let them walk all over you.
Are you kidding? Other than you and Lisa, I run that bitch.
And
yeah,
that's
Guillermo.
True. That's
and
true.
Natalie.
Yeah.
Damn. Whatever. I'm up there.
You're up there.
I'm in the top 10.
Yeah, you are.
Bad bitches of Sir.
There you go. Yeah, you are.
Yes.
You like there's certain people that would, I mean, like if they were to leave, it would be like a weird place. You know what I mean?
Change the vibe.
They're just iconic parts of Sir.
Thank
you know what I mean? And you're one of them. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I knew you were going there, so I just thanked you ahead of time. Tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
My Instagram is Peter_Madrigal. And my
Madrigal.
Okay.
Well, Madrigal. For those non-Hispanics who don't have that R rolling tongue.
Madrigal.
Peter_Madrigal.
Madrigal.
Yes. And, say it, Janet.
I really can't. I'll embarrass myself. Madrigal.
Come on, say it with a little bit of passion.
I can't. I'm not sexy. It's not happening.
Not sexy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Peter_Madrigal.
And and my Twitter is LLPJ Madrigal.
What? LLPJ.
Is that like an LL Cool J thing?
And you know what? Honest to God, Janet, until I said that out loud, I never got that reference. Until right now, I'm like, wait.
Wow.
Like everyone, when they would see it, I remember Jax. He told me, he was all like, what does LL mean? Is that like a comp? Is that like a company? Are you
incorporating
yourself?
Latin I was like, lover?
Yeah, I was. No, it was just ladies love Peter.
Yeah.
But that was like, I made that when Twitter first came out. It was a long time ago.
Oh,
I just haven't changed
it. Blame it on Twitter.
The ladies
the
have been loving Peter since like 2009.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's how long I've had it for.
Wow.
Oh, I love it.
You have a Hotmail account too? And a Zanga page? That's how you blog?
Yes.
No, but I'm going to get one now.
I love it. Well, I'm seriously so glad that the batteries were dead because this was so much fun. It feels good to be back here at the Podcast One studio.
It does.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Janet and I got a little lost walking in.
I
we
noticed.
Ran into Peter. I was like,
we've been to this building 500 times.
As
we
if
got
I
lost
haven't
together today.
Worked here for a year and a half, but they just remodeled everything. We parked in a different place. We got out on a different elevator. Then we saw Peter. I was like, that's where it is.
Well, you know, I have a general sense of direction. So,
yes.
You know.
Love that.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And Janet and I will be back soon with some more drinking and podcasting.
Wow.
We're going to get Stassi Schroeder here soon. Talk
love
about
it.
Being next level basic. But until then, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'm gonna make you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you need it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Yeah. Come and get it.
Let me see you shake that.
Looking to take your life to the next level? Each week, Heather sits down to share with you the techniques and strategies to create your confidence, pursue your dreams, and leapfrog the villains you'll meet along the way. And she's going to be talking to people about their inspiring stories and answer your questions to create your confidence. Download new episodes of Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan only on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.